The former leader of the far-right extremist group Proud Boys in the United States has been jailed for 22 years for orchestrating the US Capitol riot in January 2021. It was aimed at overthrowing the democratically elected government of Joe Biden and reinstalling Donald Trump. It's the longest sentence so far for a ringleader of the raid on the seat of American democracy. 39-year-old Enrique Tarrio was convicted of seditious conspiracy, a charge dating from the US Civil War era, as well as other crimes. His lawyer says they will appeal. Our Washington correspondent Sean Whelan told us more about who he is.
Well, he was, until very recently, the national chairman of an organisation called the Proud Boys, which he seems to have taken over around 2018 and moved them more into the, well, not quite the mainstream, but certainly more into the consciousness of the conservative right in America. They were described at one stage as a drinking club with a political problem, but under his leadership, they tended to become a much more focused a politically active organization on the right of politics in America. He promoted the people within the group liked being street fighters and focused them in on this left-wing radical organization known as Antifa, anti-fascist, and was involved in a number of street fights, clashes with them during the Black Lives Matters protests that were happening across America.
So he wasn't in Washington on the day of the riot in the Capitol. So what did he do? What was his role?
Well, this is the thing. His defense kept saying, look, this guy wasn't in Washington. He didn't take part in the attack on the Capitol building. Why are you even charging him? But the charge that was laid against him was that of seditious conspiracy. That is conspiring with a group of other people to undermine or overthrow the authority of the United States government. It's a very serious charge. It's not regularly brought, but it has been brought against five members of the Proud Boys. One of them had the charge against him dropped. He was acquitted on that charge. And then there were nine members of another organization called the Oath Keepers. They've also been convicted and sentenced on charges of seditious conspiracy. And because he was involved in a conspiracy, it didn't really matter whether he was in Washington, D.C. or anywhere else. He was part of the conspiracy. The conspirators were found guilty by a jury, and therefore they all had to be sentenced. Now, Tarrio got a 22-year sentence, and that is the longest sentence anybody's got in connection with the attack on the US Capitol on January 6th. And it's because he was the leader of the conspiracy and the leader of the Proud Boys organization. And the government alleges that he was also involved in actually directing elements of the Proud Boys on the day from a hotel in Baltimore as he watched on television.
And before he was sentenced, he apologised, but this was the first apology, this was the first indication of any remorse, because up until then, he hadn't said anything about his actions.
No, and he didn't take part in his own defence. He didn't go on the stand to defend himself during the actual trial. So this was basically the first we've heard of him in this case, apart from an online interview that he did while the jury was deliberating, in which he said the Proud Boys had done no wrong. But today, in court, he changed his tune and was expressing remorse, apologising to the police, apologising to the politicians who were driven out of their place of work on the US Capitol, also apologising to the citizens of the District of Columbia, saying it was terrible that their town was turned upside down by the actions of me and some of my friends, saying, imagine if this had happened in my own town, and also saying that while he thought they would be biased as a jury when he came before them, he found that, as he put it himself, I was the one carrying the bias. So he was saying a lot of nice things, if you like, about what had happened, what had transpired, and how, given the time that he's been spending in jail over the last 2 years, he's had time to think about this and adjust his attitudes. But the judge didn't buy any of it, really. Said, look, you've had lots of time to express remorse and you haven't really and sincerely expressed any remorse, so I'm not going to give you any time off from jail for this.
So why did the judge impose the toughest sentence, the longest sentence that he has so far?
It's because it's a very serious charge, seditious conspiracy, and because Tarrio was the leader of that particular conspiracy, in the same way that Stuart Rhodes, the leader of the Oath Keepers, got what had been the longest sentence of 18 years, because he was the leader of that particular conspiracy, which involved also trying to smuggle weapons into the District of Columbia to take part in a potential assault on the Capitol or other buildings, federal buildings there. But in the case of the Proud Boys, the prosecution made a case which the jury accepted and the judge found very compelling as well, that the Proud Boys, under Tarrio's leadership and direction, had set up effectively an assault unit, a specialist elite squad within the Proud Boy organisation, consisting of about 200 members who, from the street fighting element, the Rally Boys as they were known, and men who had all volunteered and said, we will act under orders from a chain of command that starts with Tarrio and works down through the other accused, Ethan Nordian and Joe Biggs and Zachary Rail. The other co-accused were also found guilty and given lengthy terms imprisonment for their part in this conspiracy, and also for obstructing an official proceeding, which is or was that event in the Congress on the 6th of January, when they were counting the votes of the Electoral College to finally affirm the result of the presidential election. And that was done under the chairmanship of Mike Pence, the vice president.
And in that apology, Tarrio acknowledged that Trump had lost the election. He said he wasn't a political zealot. And yet 3 years ago this month, Sean, Trump addressed the Proud Boys at a rally. He said, stand back, stand ready. He's never condemned the Proud Boys, and they regard themselves as his foot soldiers.
Yeah, I mean, that was in a debate with Joe Biden during the election, but and the Proud Boys organization themselves took that as a rallying call, as a signal from Trump that he wanted them to get involved in his re-election and his bid to stay in power. And when the election result was declared, Tarrio told the court today, I woke up on that the following morning and felt that something personal to me had been stolen from me.
And that was our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan, on the sentencing to 22 years of Enrique Tarrio, convicted of seditious conspiracy in relation to the January 2021 attack on the US Capitol.